Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the Fun Astrology Podcast on Tuesday, March 12th, this Piscean Tuesday, and not much has changed since yesterday in our chart. The moon advanced a little bit forward, and it goes void, of course, early today. It goes out at 7:07 this morning Eastern for a long void, of course, 13 hours, 21 minutes. If you laid your bricks yesterday, you laid them well because it's a sextile to Mars is that last aspect before it goes void, of course. Enters Taurus at 8:28 tonight. And if you want that lunar calendar right at your fingertips, go to funastrology.com/moon and you can view it on your phone or your computer, or you can download it either way. Thanks to Kristen for that, for making it easy for us. Now, I wanted to talk about, as we set up yesterday, this focused energy, because we were talking about the stack of planets that we've been anticipating here, and we are there. Mark Edmund Jones, the brilliant writer and astrologer, he was a screenwriter and also an astrologer, and he left such a mark on astrology. He was ordained as a Presbyterian minister. He got a PhD from Columbia. In addition to the horary book, he also wrote about the Sabian symbols, and he wrote about these various chart patterns, one of which we are in now, called the bundle. The bundle is when all of the planets, basically, I mean, except for the moon, and like you don't count the south node and the vertex and the midheaven, but everything else is within the aspect of a trine, so within 120 degrees. And actually, in this chart, it's at 108 degrees, so it's even tighter than that. It spans four signs. So we have two planets in Taurus, that's Jupiter and Uranus. And then you go back to the other side, we have two left in Aquarius, that's Pluto and Mars. Everything else is in either Pisces or Aries. And after about the first week of April, most of the energy will be moving from Pisces into more focused into Aries. And I mean, with a lot of the things going on in the world, and we have the big solar eclipse coming up on April 8th, a lot of people are wondering how the world is going to handle all this Aryan energy. So let me just focus on the high timeline side here for a second. If you are on your highest path and you are trying to walk a spiritual walk, this is a great time. The Sun is in Pisces for the rest of this week. Venus will remain in Pisces along with Saturn and Neptune, and it moves out on April 5th. So even though the Sun dynamic, the Sun energy, the Sun power moves into Aries and will have more fire in the sky for sure, we still have this beautiful mix of Neptune, Saturn, and Venus remaining in Pisces. Mars will enter Pisces next Friday, so Mars stays in Aquarius, then when it moves into Pisces, Pisces is going to heat up just a little bit there. So we have this really nice, this week would be a good week to focus on preliminary Aries energy, and I'm thinking around tweaking our spiritual path. Not overhaul stuff, but Chiron is in there. It's been in there. The North Node is in there. It's been in there. Mercury is going to move through and turn retrograde in Aries. That's April 1st. Now, another little subtlety here is as Venus moves through, all right, you kind of get this idea. Sun moves out next week, and then we have Mercury turning retrograde in Aries. And then Venus moves through Pisces, and as it does, especially as it gets in the middle and then toward the end of the sign, it's going to be in a direct sextile aspect to the Taurus planets, Jupiter and Uranus. But that's going to be in earnest next week. So that's the two benefics in a favorable sextile aspect. Venus ruling, of course, Taurus, sitting in Pisces, a very spiritual sign. See where I'm going with this? I mean, this is where I'm saying is, even though the sky is quiet, we need not to be quiet right now because we have this about 2 to 3 week window where we really can make some spiritual progress. So the thing is, tune into your inner guidance. Really listen to the voice. I did a podcast on subconscious mind mastery. It's number 298, so it's a little ways back, but not too far back. and it was called The Voice. And I would really highly suggest you go back and listen to that, because that is, in essence, what is center stage right now. And that's what we want to be tuning into. When I turned 50 and had a Chiron return, major, massive changes in every area of my life, all documented in that podcast. The number one most important and significant, highest value thing that I did was learn how to tune into the intuitive voice. And that episode, 298, gives you a story, an analogy story, that basically explains listening to that voice on a constant basis and just how important it is. And that is the focused energy that we are enjoying right now, as this stacked energy in these four signs gives us a window of opportunity to really take our spiritual path higher before it all starts to move out. All right? I hope that helps set the tone of what we should be looking for. I think it's a great couple of weeks. Truly, even though it's quiet, we need it. We can really focus. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back tomorrow. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep right on going. So I'll see you back for Hump Day tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday. Sending you love.